deviling and buggering the Church of the Subgenius. Now we're just drifting along over the surface of that ocean.
You.
Subjective taste.
Now let's go over this again. You can say you saw.
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on Radio Valencia here in San Francisco, California on a Friday night in the middle of the mission. That's right, our transmission from the mission. We're right here next to the rascally and rumbustious makeout room where the usual incomprehensible sounds are being manufactured at high volume. But stay with us because there's more to come tonight. Until our closing time of 1 a.m., which perhaps we might even outrun, though we wouldn't take that to the bank. Enjoy!
Of the world, the ruler of the universe is actually, as far as our limited human minds can perceive his glory, like unto an enormous spider.
Oh, we're going to go over this again.
Thanks for listening to our story.
I am now reading Dakini Atoll by the African science fiction writer of indefinite sex, Nikhil Singh, who I got to meet and who autographed my copy. This book, at first psychedelically incomprehensible in syntax and in plot, is actually the sequel to an earlier book called Club Dead. And I was going to read the earlier book, but the author assured me that each book could be read on its own, and that the second book might even serve as a prequel, though it's actually a sequel to Club Dead. At any rate, it proves to have not only robots and humans and semi-humans, but giant spiders. In fact, I bought a copy of the author's book, which I usually do when I go to such an event, but I didn't want to pay the extra $30 for his drawings or her drawings of giant spiders, which were quite well done, which he was quite anxious to decorate the back pages of the book with. This was all over at Dermophilia, the tattoo parlor on 21st and 21st, just off Mission.
In modern industry and business.
Let me give you a brief,
modern
brief
industry
background
and business are very much
on
fun.
What has been happening? It's supposed to see the look, but it helps to set the tone of what we're going to talk
we
about.
We inhabit a twilight world.
Wait a minute, Cody. Yes, I really do hope that we get Pepe back and just have the benefit of his fabulous free association. No one does it any better. Otherwise, we have to go on with our usual topics. Listen to me talking about old movies, television shows, dinosaurs, science esoterica, and puzzling evidence talking about the Kennedy assassination, Oswald, Guam, maybe the tank that went back in time to Custer's fight at Little Bighorn.
Are proof that God does not exist. Yes, that's right. You are proof that there is no God.
Hello, this is
second.
Yes, there is no God, but I'm not going to do that poem by Arthur Hugh Clough right now. Although it's got quite a lot of clout.
You're just one little sound effect. So come on, like a little sound effect. You know, breaking nuts or something noise like that. No representations this morning. This is the part where we do our own show.
Whip out your ID. What do you represent?
I want to be in your pick.
The stem seats.
I want to be a sailor sailing out to see with Elizabeth Taylor and George Montgomery and with dozens of relatives and cousins. I want to be a bandit. Don't you understand it? That would be fine with me.
Go over.
Probably both.
Now I've got my fingers crossed to see if this persnickety equipment will follow the instructions I have given it.
Just listen to that proud roar. We'll be seeing more of this exciting action later on in our program. But now let's go back to the chief of reconnoitering and reconundrums, Barry Gabofram. Barry, take it away.
We drive over to Mum's.
Gary, how about those clouds and mists which we've been seeing on the horizon? Is there any chance of scattered thunder showers and volcanoes later on in the evening? Good heavens, I thought Narnie was a male. You say those are Narnie's breasts?
Narnini's breasts, so who cares about them?
The birth of God, the birth of Bob, I mean the birth of Dobbs.
The birth of Dobbs is also being discussed on this show. Ever since he's died, he's been doing nothing but eating.
I've seen better breasts than that lately.
Those faithful listeners will remember on January 21st, 1982.
Oh my goodness.
Shot in tracks and knocked out of his booth by an unknown assassin.
Unknown.
Oh yes, I remember those people. Those people are people unknown.
Peoples!
And we were supposed to have great fog. So funny-looking guy.
Peapod dog.
What songs would you like to make a band sing? Figures in the lights behind. You want to meet us in a confrontation. Our psychic weapons will destroy our
All right, I'll answer just one more of these questions from last time. I really would like to give the address out, but I promised them I wouldn't do it. I'll just take these envelopes home, and I'll bring them back the next time, and they'll eventually get answered. So I'll just do this one. It's short, and it's typed, so I can easily read the writing. And it says, Dr. Hal, just how much salt, sodium chloride, is there in a liter of typical seawater? Well, how much salt is there in seawater might be the better way to rephrase the question. You know, salt, or sodium chloride, as you point out, is probably one of the best-known chemical compounds. We call it NaCl, and one of the very few inorganic substances we keep in our food cupboards. And some say that it makes your feet swell up like balloons, so you have to wear diabetic compression socks, like me. But maybe that's from a different cause. Anyway, that is not the question. And the answer, I'm going to wind it up. And here is the pitch. And, dear Renfer, that's your name according to the signature here, there is no salt in seawater.
Well, I bet you didn't expect me to say that.
Yes, seawater contains no salt. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal show. This is like saying Niagara Falls does not actually fall, but goes up. You know, it actually rises, only has the appearance of falling. Well, putting that aside, it seems ridiculous. It's even called salt water, and anyone who has had an accidental mouthful can tell you that seawater tastes intensely salty. Visit the right part of the world, for example, the Ile de Ré in France, for example, and you can see huge heaps, mounds of white salt extracted from seawater. So what's the gag? What's going on? Why am I saying there's no salt? Well, in seawater, it's not simple. Captain Haddock wouldn't drink it, you may remember, if you've read the Red Sea Sharks. He, a sea captain, although stuck in a life raft and marooned in the middle of the ocean, was not induced by Tintin to drink salt water, although supposedly you can drink a very little bit of it. But he didn't like the idea of all the humans drowned in the ocean and all the other things that might be there. What is in seawater? Chloride ions, which are chloride atoms with an extra electron, and sodium ions. And that is sodium atoms with an electron missing. And these two sets of ions come from totally different sources. The chlorine comes from deep ocean vents, from chasms and cracks at the bottom of the sea, some of which lead to an entirely other ocean, which is sub-oceanic. That is to say, under our ocean, there is a huge ocean unexplored that is under there. Now, these ocean vents pump out water that is rich in chlorine content. Yes, chlorine, that terrible chemical that they put in swimming pools that makes your eyes hurt and makes you see rings around everything after you get it in your eyes. Chlorine is real hard to breathe. It is I accidentally breathed some while working in the lab, and I thought I was going to cash in my chips. The sodium, on the other hand, is not produced from these undersea vents, a venti large, as it were, but from rock based on sodium compounds like sodium silicate, dissolving in rivers, and as a result of the endless pounding and slapping and slamming of the waves on the shore, the pounding of the sea on the coastline. Each of these separate substances is floating around in the seawater. It is only when the water is removed that the positive sodium and the negative chloride join together with electromagnetic attraction, and then is when they form crystals of sodium chloride. Now the salt taste you get is from the sodium ions. Once the salt is crystallized out, salt is salt, however it originated. So, despite the protestations of celebrity chefs, especially those who sell products, and why are you watching them anyway, there is no difference whatever between the sodium chloride in sea salt and the sodium chloride from rock salt, or, for that matter, from reacting sodium and chlorine, though I wouldn't recommend this. As I recall, it's a pretty violent reaction. Sea salt may have impurities, giving it a subtly different flavor, but all this does is make it less salty than the purer rock salt. You know, these days, everybody is going for sea salt because it's supposed to be somehow better than iodized salt, Morton salt. But with sea salt, whatever its other virtues, you don't get protection from thyroid afflictions, and you might develop a goiter. Yes, a terrible goiter, as in getting Gertie's goiter. But perhaps I should move on to a different topic.
Well, I'd like to see you talking about
exactly.
Mr.
Exactly. I suppose the next point
on
must
the air,
be made for
you're
those
just a caller that can be cut off
here
at any
that,
time.
Here is that point.
You are right now.
Blunt. Pilot.
Maybe I should drink some of
yes,
this
Jerry,
lychee-flavored soda that I brought in.
A blunt instrument to smite that little caller.
It sure is sugary.
True. Remember, we, the doctors of the air, wield the ultimate
but it's delish.
Who dies on the show, including here's, ourselves.
Here's and it's very strange. It comes in a glass bottle, and it has a little glass bead in it, and if you can open the bottle, you've passed the kind of intelligence test.
Once again to the show.
Donald Trump couldn't get this bottle open in a million years. You really have to think about how it's designed.
Cheeseburger from 2 years ago.
Besides, you don't want a burger every
It wasn't 2 years ago anyway.
Double, double cheese, cheeseburger, burger, please, as Mary Lou Retton was once heard to say. So first you have to take the outer covering of the lychee soda off, which is like a caul made out of plastic.
whales. Well,
no.
Killer whales are crashing boats. They've had it with the humans. To them, they're dunces and they're dolts. They're all Alfred E. Newman.
Yes, they had to call the Allied.
Kissed by sun, kissed by rain, little bitty natives in the sugar cane. It's the only cane sugar from Hawaii. Now, this is, it's easy to talk about ripping off this plastic. Hard to do it. You need sharp fingernails or a sharp instrument. And this is just the beginning of trying to get this cover of the lychee soda off. But it's coming. It's yielding. Yeah, now we can go on to the second part, which is really hard. You see, what you have to do is unscrew the cap. Is that what I have to do? It doesn't seem to unscrew.
Milo the Grape.
Oh, come on. What's the matter here?
My mother always...
What'd your mother say?
I thought I knew how to do this.
You'd be in an orphanage if it wasn't for me.
Philo something and
too late. You'll never get me in that orphanage.
Watch out for a man named Philo.
I can't remember.
Okay, maybe I need something to...
He's talking about Bulldog Drummond, man.
What are you doing?
To pop it off. Bulldog Drummond was a famous detective. Not a politically correct one, though. If I only had a lever, as Archimedes said, give me a place to stand and I can shift the world.
Buzz, buddy.
Get your hand away
from that. Louder than us. You can't come.
Okay, something is wrong here.
Wait a minute.
To a group of people at Tenderloin early yesterday.
Now, to open, pop out opener Texas, from cap, West, then push in marble. But how do you get the cap off without ripping your fingernails off in a painful way? Well, I'll figure it out. I may not have a pocket knife, but I've got a set of keys here. They're stronger than my fleshy fingers.
Wild young lovers who found heaven and hell in the shadows of the rock.
Why won't this damn thing come off? I'm not doing something correct. This is most irritating.
Girl from down along the border.
It doesn't unscrew.
And of Paul Mavridis, the laughing outlaw, with whom she here kept the final rendezvous, never to be seen again.
Yeah, he accuses you of stealing the silverware.
Give us a call.
All right. Something is weird here. No, that's an illusion caused by the glass of the...
dead air.
What I'm seeing is a reflection of the cap, not the cap. Man, they make this difficult to open. I'm trying. I'm using the keys. It won't come off. Son of a... ham. With a honey mustard on the radio.
ABF in Little Rock, Arkansas. WCSB in Cleveland, Ohio. CFRO in Vancouver.
Stop giving all these different calls. That's against FCC policy. Of course, this isn't real radio, so it doesn't matter one bit.
Whether Maryland or Ohio, I don't know. In Station W.
You're not supposed to do it.
In Station W.
On my broadcast license, which I do have in my pocket. That it actually says not to do it. They consider it so important.
In Akron, Ohio. Some of us are just little guys, not big rock stars.
And there you are doing it. Doing it. Right in front of everybody.
What a nice...
Why won't this come off?
This is the caller's theme.
Well, we've got more callers here than we know what to do with.
Maybe there's more instructions on here. What, have an adult open this for you? What the hell? I'm an adult. Ask an adult to open the bottle for you.
Gary's training the 5 inches on the...
Do not remove the mouthpiece or the bottle or the marble from the bottle. Do not play with the bottle. Oh, come on. I don't need to be told all that. I just want to get in there. I just want to drink some of the stuff.
I had a dossier.
There must be a way, like some Japanese kid could, in a second, could open this.
Well, I guess we have to.
It won't open. Ooh, this makes me so mad. If K-Rob were here, I would give it to him and see how easily he would get in it. I'll bet he could open it. He's a soda expert.
Turn your
We're going to be
All right. If I had a knife or scissors, but of course you're not supposed to cut it.
Turn your interocitor dial to F0 degrees. At F and 0 degrees.
Damn.
Hey, I've got a secret.
Population.
Does it? Is it just supposed to lift off?
Hey, what? No,
it won't move at all. Maybe this is a defective bottle. Well, this is most annoying, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to drink some Japanese lychee-flavored soda, and he serving size, one bottle, 200 milliliters. I love lychees, and it's made with real sugar, not the corn syrup. Yes, it's all inside the boutel here. I can't figure out. God damn it. Come on.
Are you sure that's the same stuff? Well, you wear big heads in the Soviet Union and walk around in a...
In former Soviet Union, we wear big heads. We have big heads in Union Soviet Socialist Republics.
Warning against the JJF following.
Oh,
very Zionist.
Oh, how blasphemous.
Ask an adult to open the bottle for you. That is most irritating. What kind of insult is... I mean, at least it should say how to open the bottle. Just because I can't open it doesn't mean I'm not an adult. I'm going to look for something that I can use... an awl or a knife blade or something. There must be something in this room. Or maybe one of the listeners knows how to open this damn thing.
What?
A bottle of Ramune premium carbonated soft drink, lychee flavor. This thing cost $4. It's an exotic soda. Take that, Scott Wiener. I'm going to open it, and I'm going to get it and drink it. Right here on the radio. Just have to get the top off.
You just insult me.
No. Well, this special thesaurus.
We can't help ourselves right now, caller. You're going to have to hang in the best you can because you're. What a, let's Four not even talk tech. About it. No more Jerry Jeff Caller. The guy is out of the church. We don't want to hear from him, see him, or talk about
he's
him.
Too contemporary.
You want to talk about your parents or your ex-girlfriend or anything? Go ahead.
Hello?
You're still there. You're not funny yet, though.
But what has he done to deserve
says Jerry Jeff Caller.
What has he done to deserve these things?
All right, folks.
He shows up here and bothers us.
He tries to bloat the roughage of the show with his...
I, Dr. Hellendell.
You know, we can accept anybody calling in and expecting to be destroyed on the show.
Went looking around this so-called studio.
He pays us a call.
That's right.
And I found a bottle opener that opens bottles of wine. Well, of course, it was not designed to open this bizarre Japanese soda, but it contains a metal corkscrew. And that is tougher than my fingers, and by the application of force, will either shatter the bottle or get this damn top off.
The future of the sub
for good and all. Come on. Well, it's supposed to. It's not doing it, though.
And you'll see what the future subgenius looks like.
Anybody know how to open a bottle of Ramune lychee soda?
But we refuse to drop the subject.
Yes,
continuing.
We refuse. Well, you know, Hal wanted to get the piece of poison tofu bacon.
The horrible air check.
I made a crack in it. I think I broke it, but as long as it comes off.
School graduates.
Mine was just last week, and what did you guys get me? Nothing.
And these giant headphones, they're made for a giant head, and they keep falling off. Who has a head that's a foot wide? And why are these in the studio? Well, okay. We may have to damage the top a little because I'm an ignoramus and don't know how to get it off. If I had the internet, I could look up how to open a bottle of Ramune lychee soda from the Blossom Land, Japan. Also, all this shaking means that when it does come off, I'm going
to
get sprayed with the soda, but one thing at a time. He's got those special pointy toes. It's just not coming off. Uses to stomp the but I am mutilating and damaging it. And so, microscopic examination, this is not all that great. Maybe if I stuck it in the... Oh, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. No, that doesn't work.
Look at them naked women sliding and slipping in the mud.
All right, don't be distracted by that. All right, hold on. Hold on. Come off. Temper. Temper.
It's true that Sterno has...
I am calm, and I have every assurance that I will be ultimately successful in this decanting of this strange liquid, because it is in the nature of man and his restless exploration to overcome obstacles, to overcome mountains, continents. Oh, God, hurting my hand. To explore the deep oceans and, actually, I'm probably making it even worse. Why won't this God... All right, all right. I'll keep at it.
The band that dare not.
After all, what else do I have to do? Sit here, do this show. I just wanted to drink some soda. Why do they have to make a federal case out of it?
I know the Billy Goons would be excited to know that I was over at...
Yes, Scott Wiener must be chuckling from a distance.
Because they like the Billy Goons very much.
And too much reverb will also be playing. And turn it down.
It won't come off. God damn it.
Yeah, so if you're awake, young ladies...
I could put it in the refrigerator, and then some punk who comes in here would know how to... I think if I... let's put the end of the corkscrew in the hole at the top. No, there's no room because the marble is in there. You see, there's a marble that you're supposed to get the top off, take out the injector, put it over the marble, and hit it or push it. Then it knocks the little marble in where it sits on a glass shelf. And then, and only then, you can put your lip on the end of this bottle and swill some of this sugary belly wash. Who won the Second World War? Anyway, I'm going to get this open. The Japanese are not going to defeat me. No. No, sir. No.
Yeah, dinosaurs will be coming back 10 years from now.
Well, I know, but I don't want them back. Right
girl will be here. Silence.
They'll be walking over my grave because...
We don't want those dinosaurs back here.
You don't want them. They're right nice. Hope I'm not damaging this bottle opener.
Let's not be clinical, Doctor.
If I had a red-hot knife, I could melt my way through the plastic. But that's absurd. I don't have a hot knife, and I shouldn't heat this metal.
That only the superior being gets.
Let me just think about this. All right, you have this rounded-off blue top. In fact, it will not unscrew. Will it really not unscrew? Well, it won't do it now that I've been hacking at it.
Worship the god of excretion and trash.
Oh, well, talking about Baal Fagor now. That's a horrible demon that has to do with feces and things like that.
Down into a cesspit. Was actually an offering to the demon or god
Baal Fagor is illustrated in Colin de Plancy's Infernal Dictionary, or Dictionary of Demons, as this ugly critter sitting on a toilet, or sitting on the primitive toilets of the day in which these demons were raised by sorcerers. With one hand, he reaches behind, one clawed hand, and he pulls up his tail so as to not get in the way of his excrementation. You know, if I'm going to worship some being, that's not the one for me.
I don't blame him. These guys are sick.
No, I really think so.
I think so, you should call
it. Actually, it says I could go online to find out how to get this open at www.sangaria.com or info@sangaria.com. Serve chilled for best results. Imported by Sangaria USA. Caution, ask an adult to open the bottle for you. Do not remove the mouthpiece or marble. Well, why should the adult know how to do it? I'm an adult. How don't I know how to do it? Blankety blank.
Club you across the shins and shock you with electric cattle.
All right, I'm going to keep at it. Maybe I'll make a crack and be able to pry the top off as Archimedes would. Come on. Off. Damn it. Off. Damn it.
Yes, it's 1967 again.
This is disrupting my enjoyment. I, the dominant species on the planet, defeated by a piece of plastic. But in fact, we are all defeated by the plastics which are threatening our world. Come on. I'm really wrecking the appearance of it. It's all got all these scratches and.
Then we get to the B-Philo, the show itself.
Three different times. We drove the pinks away. See, we were on this island. That's
yeah, there's a plunger, but the plunger is underneath the cab. Now, what if I just sort of stuck, pushed the marble in without taking off the cab? I'm afraid of breaking the glass here. This is all made out of glass. All right, I'll do it. Don't worry. I'll get it over. If only there was something where I could apply maximal force. I think I paid extra for this bottle. Oh, come on. Ask an adult to open it for you. Jiminy Christmas. Well, it's all scratched and really ugly now, but it still holds tight and will not. Maybe this was just a defective one that wouldn't come off if anybody tried it. Any Japanese adult.
Between here and Doc's Dock was greased with the lard of protecting Doc's Dock.
I'm kind of afraid of glass shattering and soda spattering.
And also,
which makes me pull my punches somewhat, but I need to apply maximum force. Ouch! Well, I stabbed myself with the end of the corkscrew, and the thing is still on.
I think they're down there at the studio now. I guess I better get
out. All right. There's no point in continuing. I should just put it away. And the next time I have a guest, I'll say, hey, would you like some soda? Here. And watch them open it. Well, here's the part that I took off.
Shattuck Avenue's a mess.
Let's see what this.
I wish I didn't come.
My God.
Say this stuff. Every time we
my God.
Show this, I'd be
wait a minute. Just a moment, maybe that part doesn't come off at all. Saint
Stupid himself. So they're yelling, throwing
rocks. No, it does. Or does it?
I know.
Wait a second.
I know too, but you stink, therefore you have it.
This piece.
I'll just play the record player for real crazy.
It's made out of two pieces. Damn it, I broke it. I freaking broke it. I was trying to get it out.
Sounds like San Francisco
to me. I did get it out. All right, even though it's broken, it may be together enough for me just to hammer it down. The reason this top doesn't come off is it never comes off. Will somebody get the phone, please?
Like Ann Arbor in Michigan, you mean?
It's open. It's all over me and everything. And now, time to... Well, you see, I was approaching it wrong. I was trying to yank off the blue top, which is put on with a strength that Samson or Hercules couldn't get it off. But it's open. So now to drink some of this excessively sugary potation. The little glass marble is resting there in its cunabula. I lost about 3/4 inches of soda from the top. Let's have some.
Dictionaries and thesauruses and other books.
Damn, that is sweet. Lychee flavor, and it does taste like a lychee, which I'm very fond of. I like a lychee. It's really good. Yeah.
This is Dr.
Of course, by now this soda is no longer cold. It says on the bottle.
But I'll be tripping for another 28 years.
Serve it cold. I guess I should have asked a grown-up how to open it, but I don't have any grown-ups here, and I did manage to open it. And next time I open one of these, I know just what to do. When you pull off the plastic, inside it holds a little round skirt, and inside that there's a little button. And what happened? And so you stick the button in there, which I partially broke, but it still works, and it pops the little glass ball down in there, and you get to drink some more soda pop here.
Thank us. Thank them.
Well, I'll have an Architect Tonic and vodka, and my friend here will have an Architect Tonic and straight up.
Lychee. So what's in here? Is this pure sugar? Ask an adult to open. Let's see. Total fat, 0 grams. Saturated fat, 0 grams. No. Trans fat, 0 grams. Cholesterol, oh my God. Oh no, it's OMG. Oh, 0 milligrams. Sodium, 30 milligrams.
You can't expect to
more than in seawater, or more than you extract from seawater. Sodium, yeah, makes your feet swell up. Total carbohydrates, 23 grams. And it's 23 out of the 30 milligrams of sodium. Dietary fiber, 0 grams. Total sugars, 22 grams. Includes 22 grams of added sugars. 44% of this thing is sugar. Protein, 0 grams. Vitamin D, 0. Iron, 0. Calcium, 0. Potassium, 0. The percentage daily value tells you how much a nutrient in a serving of food contributes to a daily diet. 2,000 calories a day is used for general nutrition advice.
And also, anybody who believes any of this gibber would have to be put away for 2 or 3 years.
It does contain natural flavor. What flavor? Lychee flavor, of course.
I turned it off too, so that I wouldn't miss that call this morning, the horrible wake-up call that sometimes comes in and
blah. Well, it's maybe if it was cold, maybe if I was terribly thirsty. Bop, 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 bip, bim, bop. Well, you're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. And don't forget, on the third Sunday of October, we have our show on Twitch. And we will debut the rock video First Contact, which employs scenes from the movie which I and Michael Anderson made back in the 1980s. And it's a little song about a man who falls in love with a beautiful woman from outer space. Of course, in the movie, she's not from outer space, but the actual concept there is somewhat abstract to put into a rock video. It looks kind of nice. I just watched it, and we will. It's now on YouTube, but we're going to show it on our show, and maybe I can talk a little bit about it, and I myself appear in it, together with some of the monsters and the creatures which were in the monster movie. Yes, that's coming up. All sorts of things are going to come up. I must finish the painting I'm working on and get ready to take my trip to the East Coast, where I hope to be in the month of November, over Thanksgiving and my birthday, and visiting my sister in the snows in her old and amicably haunted house way out on U.S. Route 66 in upstate New York, in the Albany Capital Region by Kinderhook and Valencia. and she'll be taking care of her menagerie of creatures. But she'll have time for me, and has, I'm told, made two cherry pies for me to eat, which are frozen in the freezer, but will be thawed when I come into view. Yeah, a lychee has it's about the size of a large grape, and it has a spiky covering that is red, and you can just slide it off the fruit. And man, is it tasty. There's a new French yogurt out, and one of the most delicious flavors it offers is raspberry lychee. Mmm, that is so good. I like raspberry anything, and then to that is added the lychee. Well, this is just pure lychee flavor in a matrix of deadly sugar, but not super sugar. An interesting bottle. I wonder if it would be good for anything afterwards. It's got this glass marble in it now, rolling around. I'll just keep drinking.
News services are inundated as an increasing number of reports of random attacks on people who are literally being eaten.
Blah, blah, blah.
Witness reports are sketchy, but one unifying detail seems to be that the attackers in many instances appear to be in a trance-like state. In some cases, these statements suggest that the assailants are assaulted.
The public have been strongly advised not to approach anyone suffering from the disorder, even if they are a family member or a friend, as they must be considered highly dangerous. If you're harboring the bodies of recently deceased friends or relatives, it is suggested that you remove them from your house as quickly as possible. Wrap them tightly in a sheet or blanket and leave them outside your residence with a label.
Well, of course, if you've never heard of lychees, you can go to an Asian market and buy them, or the bodegas on Mission Street. They often sell them. You know, you can just grab a handful. You know, it's like eating peanuts. It's fun because you have to deal with the shell and the inner wrapping and so on. It's busy work for your hands to do. And then the delicious lychee fruit itself. In a way, it is reminiscent of loquats. And these are a fruit that have a fuzz-covered yellow skin. You can rub the fuzz off with your hands, and then you put it in your mouth. It's delicious. It tastes like a cherry, but what's this inside? Huge seeds. Well, sir, you can take these seeds out, and they look beautifully polished, like you could make a polished necklace out of them. In fact, I think some people have. Another feature these seeds have is that you can throw them. And they, when they land, they bounce. They bounce on and on for hundreds of feet. So they're fun if you like to litter places with seeds. These gleaming, shining, polished, large seeds, and there are several of them in every loquat, will go a long way. But the fruit itself, marvelous. And it varies slightly from tree to tree. So some loquats are better than others. But a lychee has the spiky, cactusy look, and it is red, unlike the loquat, which is yellow. I hope this is clear. Now, if I ever heard of loquat soda, of course I would buy it. And it probably exists. Those ingenious Japanese make soda out of everything. And if you've ever visited Virginia City in Nevada, there they have whole stores that sell nothing but bizarre exotic candy and soda that you never heard of. Like soda, one of the flavors is roast turkey dinner. The soda tastes like a roast turkey dinner. I bought some just for, just out of curiosity, out of scientific curiosity. I took a big drink and, bleh, what? This, it tastes like a roast turkey dinner. Well, sure enough, it does. Another candy that they sell there is incredibly hot pepper brittle. It's like you think you're eating nut brittle or something, but then this warm hot pepper taste rises up, and you've consumed it. Nevada? Didn't I say Nevada? Maybe I said Nevada. Jackfruit. Yeah, jackfruit is good. How about star fruit? Shaped like a star. Have you had that? It's tasty. All these strange types of fruitas y verduras. Oh, there's all kinds of lychee-flavored stuff now.
It's amazing. It's hard.
We're from Arkansas.
At all.
That's right. I forgot that was on there. If you listen closely, you can hear these poor misguided people say we're from Arkansas.
Because we're guided missiles, you say?
Yeah. These are the people outside the building.
Yeah. Look at them. They're demonstrating. They're demonstrating against the
party. I think they're fabulous.
No, they're demonstrating against
the party. You're from Arkansas.
Yeah. Why?
You came up from Arkansas.
Oh, that's right. That's what we've been wanting, sir.
How old are you?
18 years old.
You can't see the
people.
Are you going out?
Yeah,
University of Arkansas.
The new drug. Pills. Always reduced to the simplest misnomers. Pills and happiness and the burp.
And now nobody sings anymore.
An abrupt burp.
Because all the music has gone out.
One of the oldest Beatle records in existence. One of the rarest. And we just throw it in this little cardboard thing and run away.
Meet the Coleoptera.
We took it all away. Sorry, there wasn't any left. And we needed
the Beatles.
It's a seeming
I better put this corkscrew back where I found it.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest hits ever done by our band.
They say Old Devil Back Mountain's haunted.
Yeah, so stay away, okay?
Terminus.
Yeah, stay away from our house, too.
Stay away from those bats that circle in smoke by Devil Bat Mountain.
Just leave us alone, huh?
Bats in smoke? That's a little hard to believe, old-timer. Well, I'll be on my way.
I warned you about those devil bats.
Interloper.
Yeah, you may not like.
And the new love opens them.
Devil bats.
And the sound of the gates opening
to Devil Bat Land.
The beautiful
Devil Bat. And the queen of the Devil Bats. She's pretty cute, by the way. That's kind of hard to get past those.
Don't let a chance like this go by.
Hairy wings and so on, but. But aside from that, quite a nice figure of a humanoid goddess.
Knowing nothing, shuts the iron gates, and the new love opens them.
See, salt water isn't really salty until you extract it from the ocean, and the ions mix and
opening. Wakes.
It is a small distinction.
The strong male asleep.
Huh? Oh, what? What? What's going on?
Fantastic. Oh.
Who left this soda?
Don't
oh, I did.
Like this go by.
Wow, it's about half gone. This is a lot of sugar water for an old ex-diabetic to drink, but it was so hard to open it. I'm gonna chug a lug the whole bottle. For true enlightenment. Yes.
There's a moon in my body, but I can't see it.
Concentrate on the bright white light.
There's a moon and a sun.
Of the planets inside your body.
There's a drum, never touched by hand, beating.
One of these I think I've had before. The question says, how many moons does the Earth have?
As long.
Like somebody's trying to trick me with some weird answer, but I could answer it.
As a human being.
I could put that off till next time.
Worries. about when he will die.
Blech. It should have been cold. It took me so long to open it, it got warm.
All of his works are zero.
There's a nice picture on the outside of a lychee.
When affection for the eye...
It looks like some seed or insect egg. What it owns, and a lot of this is Japanesey writing that I can't read.
The work of the teacher...
T-shirt?
Over.
Oh. Blech. Blech. I should be eating something salty to offset this tidal wave of sweetness.
When you know it, the labor's over.
Yeah, that's what they say. There's always more to do.
Exist to create fruit.
The last time I took that trail, I found it harder to go down the other side of the mountain than to climb up the mountain.
Create fruit.
Going down is hard on these old bones. Can't do it that easily. But I got down, so to speak.
When that comes...
Working with the beautiful cartoonist Apple Berry. Such a gorgeous and talented woman. I love the way she draws.
The petals fall.
And I'm working on... working on comic pages with her.
The musk is inside the deer, but the deer does not look for it.
You must remember this.
It wanders around.
If, in case you're wondering.
For grass.
Grass, my ass. Oops, is this
on? The musk is inside the deer.
In little musk glands.
Does not look for that.
When the deer is rutting the musk glands open.
Around.
And you know, it has looking to shed its antlers after the mating season and grow new ones.
For
that
grass.
Is bioenergetically expensive to grow a full set of antlers. And each time they grow a little bigger. So that a stag has these branched large antlers. Well, they just grew this year, but they were bigger every year. And you think a deer is harmless and cute? Well, it may be cute, but it ain't harmless. You want to stay well away from them critters. They can kill you. Not by puncturing you with their antlers. Which they
Let's
certainly can.
The country where the guest lives.
Their necks and muscles are very powerful. They put their whole bodies
Let's
into it
leave.
If they want to stick you
for
with
the
their antlers. But far
where
more dangerous are their razor-sharp little cloven hooves. Oh, you think it's
there
walking over to you to get a treat or something or a pat? No,
Even
it's going to slash you
no
open
rope.
From your guggle Lower. To your zatch. With its sharp cloven hoof.
There the skies.
Just don't be a messing with those
blue.
Animals, mister.
And yet rain falls on the earth. There the skies are always blue.
Nevada,
yet,
yes. Now the
rain.
Chevy Nova was not popular south of the border.
Falls.
Because the name Nova the means it doesn't go. Doesn't run. Of course, it was
you
named
have a body?
After the stellar phenomenon.
Then don't sit on the porch.
An exploding star.
Go out and walk in the rain.
Not good for nearby planets. A spectacle in the universe. Our star doesn't explode.
In that place, the full moon...
Yet.
...rides the sky.
Ours is very month. Steady... And even so, sometimes it burns hotter
there,
than usual.
The fall moon rides the
It ejects
sky.
Giant plasma fall clouds
moon.
That travel at the speed
and
of light
sound silly.
To pass the earth.
Dimension. Only one sun.
And hit the upper atmosphere layer, the unknown layer, which is not even understood.
The light there,
where giant electrical bolts larger than U.S. states go back and forth. And way far out in the solar system, the heliopause is a thermal barrier. When I first watched This Island Earth, the movie about the war between the planet Metaluna and the planet Zargon, or Zagon, I thought, well, these people didn't know very much about science. There's no flame barrier that a spaceship has to go through. Oh, yes, there is. It's way out there. You see, there's the inner solar system, and there's the outer solar system, and the outer solar system is truly vast.
I don't know what sort of god we've been talking about.
The Oort cloud.
I don't know what sort of god we've been talking about.
Named after that Dutch astronomer.
The caller.
The planet Kwawar. The planet Sedna. The planet Biden, named after the recent President Joe Biden.
Surely the Holy One is not deaf. He hears the delicate anklets that ring on the feet of an insect.
Look at them delicate anklets. Anklets. Anklets, yes.
Go over and over your beads.
It's amazing to me how fast some insects can walk.
Matted, long, and ostentatious.
They're in a different time scheme than us.
When inside you,
a centipede can zip around a whole room in less than a second. They travel fast. At least the ones in my sister's house do. All sorts of strange creatures live there. And what about the ghost? Well,
what has death?
The house was built in 1800. Death occurred, but
before
a psychic remnant of a ghost.
And no death.
The psychic body remains, which does not die.
What has death in a thick body?
When it accumulates enough, let's call it ectoplasm.
What has no thick body?
The stuff of spiritual force. Then and only then it moves on.
The trumpet says.
But this takes many centuries. And haunts are usually good for at least that much time.
The spiritual master arrives.
The perfect master. Guru Maharaj Ji.
To the beginning student.
Or Rajneesh, from Rajneeshpura.
What is death in a thick body dances before what has
big, fat
no
death.
Thick body and no death.
Donald Trump put up a horrible computer-generated video where
says,
he's playing a cowbell and death is going to slash all these programs that liberals love.
The spiritual master arrives and bows down.
He's got a lot of fans who like to mess around with AI.
Try to live to see this.
Produce insulting videos like the one where he has Obama arrested while it plays loud disco music in the background. You see, for all of his hatred of gay people, the music he likes to play at his rallies is from the Village People, and those are considered gay anthems, but there's no logic in Mr. Trump. So while they haul Obama away, presumably to death or execution, you have to listen to YMCA by the Village People in the video that
my body and my mind
Trump made
are in depression
and played.
Because you are not with me. How much I love you and want you in my house.
I love you.
Yes,
when
you can love,
people,
but they don't love you back.
Because
you're old.
Your bride,
you're old.
Sideways ashamed.
No one will love you. But you, being a human, will still fall in love.
I know.
But it doesn't come the other way.
We have never met.
That's just as painful, if not more painful, than all of the defects of old age.
I don't really care about food.
Old age hath yet his honor in his toil. Death closes on.
I am restless.
But something near the end.
Indoors and outdoors.
Some work of noble note may yet be done.
The bride wants her lover.
Not me.
As much as a thirsty man wants water.
Or lychee soda, since that's the only thing here to drink.
And how will I find someone?
Stuff's too sweet.
Take a message.
Maybe I should have chosen a different flavor.
From me.
I mean, a six-pack of this.
How restless Kabir is.
Costs more than $20. Well, it's an import, and how there are all those Trump tariffs to deal with. But